news, the stories, the views. The Sean Reimer Show is on now.
Adam McManus in for Sean Reimer, my fourth and final day. Learn more about me at my website, adammcmanus.net, MCManus.net. We've got a lot of details about Barack Obama's meeting with Pope Francis at 12 noon their time in the Vatican today in Italy. We will also be talking about how the media purposely hid the party label of a Democratic mayor arrested for corruption. But this hour we are dedicating to a full discussion with Jeff Judson, Senior Vice President of the San Antonio Tea Party, about streetcars in light of both the VIA board's ongoing move in this direction, despite the vote 3-1 back in 2000 by the citizens that they didn't want it. They think it's a waste of money. And the growing sentiment with these petitions that are online at sanantonioteaparty.us, where citizens are just saying they've had enough. We welcome your calls throughout at 599-5555. That's 599-5555. Earlier today, Don Morgan of KTSA Radio News talked with former Congressman Charlie Gonzalez, who's obviously been hired to put a happy face on this taxpayer money pit. And this is what he had to say about the need of the purpose of today's meeting. Cut 7.
Well, today the board is being briefed on the streetcar vehicle itself. There is a procurement process. And as we get into that, our consultants actually educate us on the type of vehicle that might be available based on what our needs are, first of all, and the different characteristics of the different manufacturers.
Jeff Judson, it is probably no surprise to when you look at the difference about how much more the streetcars cost than a bus, $3 million compared to anywhere from $400,000 to $500,000 per bus. I mean, it's an amazing difference.
Well, especially when you consider that a streetcar has fewer seats than a bus. And this is one of the mistruths, the untruth that VIA always talks about. They always refer to the streetcar as high-capacity transit. Well, the only way it's high-capacity is if you have a bunch of people standing rather than sitting on the streetcar at what they call, and this is actually a term that the Federal Transit Administration uses, if they're standing at crush capacity, then it becomes a high-capacity transit option. Well, who wants to ride on a streetcar standing at crush capacity?
Yeah, you're finding out very quickly if the people standing next to you, their deodorant is in place or not. Well, you note in a report, the Heartland Institute, another one of your many hats, that streetcars make no more sense in modern cities than delivering water through hollow logs, relying on telegraphs to deliver messages, or using whale oil to provide nighttime reading lights. Why, in your view, beyond the money issue, and we'll get into the details of the money issue in a moment, but why, in your view, is the streetcar approach to transportation, mass transportation, so outdated?
Well, it's the reason that we, in 1933, tore up our streetcar tracks in San Antonio to replace it with a bus, because there's essentially nothing that a streetcar or light rail can do that a bus cannot do for a fraction of the cost. Streetcars and light rail are slow. They are on a fixed route. They're inflexible, so that if development patterns change or there's an accident that stops travel of the vehicles on a rail system, you're stuck for hours and hours until that traffic is cleared, whereas a bus can just turn the steering wheel and drive around it.
The total number of miles that will be laid when the liberal elite politicians in this town have their way will be 6 miles or so. Is that right?
Well, 5.9 miles is, but they call that a starter system. This is just a start, and this is why this is so important to defeat before they break ground, because this is just a, $500 million beginning to a multi-billion dollar system that they hope will go, you know, many other miles all around the city, but will just suck so much money out of city finances that it will likely cause a huge degradation in the bus system.
All right. For those that aren't paying close attention, though, Jeff, if this was voted down 3-1 back in 2000, why are they moving forward with it now?
Because they can. This has been a dream of, I suppose, Nelson Wolf, because I remember debating him all around the city back in 1999 and 2000. And he has pursued this dream, and he finally thinks he has a way to have it built without having to go to the voters. They've found enough money locally where they can just build this thing. They don't need voter approval. There was a bill passed in the legislature back in 2011 that I only found out after the fact that authorized VIA to issue bonds without having to get voter approval on a project like this. And so they can avoid the voters and build this project that has been a dream of Nelson Wolf for
The price tag is $500 million for the 6 miles that they originally are looking at as their starter kit, as it were. How much of that money have they been able to ascertain, and from where? From what source?
Well, Phil, they have, I think it's around $210 million, just about $210 million that they actually have identified. And there's $32 million coming from the city. There's $92 million coming from the county. This is Nelson Wolf's money that he's dedicated. But that $92 million comes from the Advanced Transportation District tax, and that was the tax they promised would never be spent on light rail. And the county dedicated that to a light rail project. When we challenged them on that, they arranged to do a money laundering swap with TxDOT to avoid their promise. They gave $92 million to TxDOT to spend on 1604, and TxDOT is going to give them $92 million to spend on the streetcar.
All right, let's sneak in a quick call before our break. Dwayne up first on 550 KTSA, the Sean Rimas Show with Adam McManus and Jeff Judson from the San Antonio Tea Party. Hi, Dwayne.
Hi, I'm so glad you have somebody on that has the information that, you know, we don't have time to dig up. But I'm against it. I know it's a waste of money, but I can remember back when he was debating Nelson Wolf, and Nelson Wolf was in some TV thing standing there saying San Antonio won't be a world-class city until we have light rail. And I thought we'd have to be an idiot to have light rail, because we're not New York or Boston. And Boston, we rode 40, 50 miles from one of the outside to go downtown and do tourist stuff. But there's so many people working downtown that kind of rail works. But this kind of rail seems to me like just it's somebody's dream to spend a bunch of money, and oh yeah, it's great, but it's not going to do anything for us.
Thank you, Dwayne. John, you're up next on 550 KTSA with Adam McManus on the Sean Rimas Show.
Yeah, hi guys. A couple of things. Number one, while these streets are all tore up, businesses along the route are going to be hurting.
Well, not only hurting, Jeff, you contend that a lot of them will have to shut down because they won't be able to withstand the duration of the construction.
This is not like repaving the street. The street is totally inaccessible for years because of the depth that they have to dig. They have to relocate all the underground utilities and put in these electrical wires. And if you're a small business, unless you have a whole bunch of branches, and it just happens to be one of your branches on the route, unless you have 3 years of cash reserves, you're probably going to go bankrupt.
Well, as I understand it, underground utilities, including electrical, gas, sewer, water, telecom pipes, have to be moved within 5 feet away from the electric rail because of the threat of electricity leaking into the soil and corroding them. And that's a very expensive proposition. John, a final point from you.
Well, that was the thing I was saying, because about a couple months ago, they had a big hole where the water main broke up on Broadway, and the whole street was basically closed down. If that would have been underneath the rails, they'd have been out of business.
We're going to take a quick timeout. I'm Adam McManus, welcoming your calls on whether you support or oppose streetcars in San Antonio. 599-5555. They had a major meeting. We've got more sound clips from former Congressman Charlie Gonzalez, who's supposed to put a happy face on this debacle, this taxpayer money pit. Stick around.
I'm Jack Riccardi, back tomorrow morning at 9:07. Now back to Sean Reimer on 550 KTSA.
And I'm Adam McManus, in for Sean Reimer on this fourth and final day. Learn more about me at my website, adammcmanus.net, mcmanus.net. The VIA board met earlier today as they looked into the cost of streetcars, despite the fact that San Antonians voted streetcars down 3-1 back in 2000 through all kinds of political shenanigans and broken promises. Nelson Wolf, who has wanted this to become a reality, has done all kinds of things that, in my view, are unethical, exchanging $92 million of funds between the Department of Transportation and the county. Look, you pay for that, we'll pay for this. This way we can get our light rail back on track, as it were. Cost is going to be $500 million for just 6 miles of rail. And the average streetcar, which costs $3 million compared to a bus, about $400,000, carries less people at a slower rate of speed and is just a boondoggle from the outset. Let's feature now a comment from Charlie Gonzalez, former congressman, now putting a happy face on VIA's streetcar focus. Cut eight.
Because of San Antonio and because of the heat and such, you know, the air conditioning really has to be plussed up. It's not necessarily, let's say, like a streetcar in Denver, which won't have the brutal summers that we have. So, yeah, there's additional capacity that has to be built in regarding the climate.
So, Jeff Judson, what I'm hearing here is they're going to be even more expensive than $3 million because the air conditioner has to be really good for San Antonio.
Well, that's true, and then there's also a Buy America requirement on all transit vehicles, which means that you really can't buy these vehicles where they're manufactured in Europe at a reasonable cost. We have to recreate a manufacturing facility for these cars somewhere in the United States and buy them here, even if that's not the most cost-effective place.
All right, let's go to some callers. Stan up next. You're on 550 KTSA with Adam McManus. Hi.
Hi, I'm fascinated by VIA's claim that streetcars carry three times as many people as a bus. If that is the case and there are a given number of riders available, that means that streetcars must be spaced three times as far apart in order to use that capacity. If the bus comes by every 10 minutes, streetcar must come by every half hour in order to utilize that capacity.
Jeff?
Well, you know, I think they're counting on all of these people that don't ride transit to all of a sudden appear, and they're going to induce all of this ridership that doesn't exist.
All right, let's go to Terrell. You're up next on 550 KTSA. Hi, Terrell.
Hi, Adam. I was just wanting to ask if the transit systems in Houston or in Dallas are self-supporting.
That's a great question. Dallas, founded in 1992, they spent $4 billion on their rail system there, the Dallas Area Rapid Transit. Where do they stand today, 2014, Jeff Judson?
Well, after spending $4 billion, the Dallas transit system carries 2 million fewer transit riders every year. That's what they got for their investment.
Than they did before rail was built in 91.
That's right. And no transit system ever pays for itself. The federal government, or in this case, the local government, pays for all of the capital up front. And then the operating costs are subsidized at least 80% by the taxpayer.
I love what you said in one of your op-ed pieces. Imagine if HEB or Walmart invested $4 billion in new stores but had fewer customers than before. It's pretty laughable. Hey, you need to sign the petition against streetcars at the website sanantonioteaparty.us. sanantonioteaparty.us. I'm Adam McManus, in for Sean Reimer. We've got a full bank of calls. We've got some lines open at 599-5555, 599-5555. We'll continue the conversation through 6. Adam McManus in for Sean Rima. President Obama met with Pope Francis today at 12 noon Vatican City time. Question is, were the Democrats successful in elevating the issues that Barack Obama is working, like income inequity and immigrants, and able to downplay the contraceptive mandate of Obamacare and abortion that, of course, Pope Francis disagrees with? We'll talk about it in our next hour. Learn more about me at my website, adammcmanus.net. My guest since the top of the hour, Jeff Judson, Senior Vice President of the San Antonio Tea Party, about his opposition to streetcars. There's a petition you can sign against streetcars at sanantonioteaparty.us. Earlier today, Charlie Gonzalez, former congressman, now putting a happy face on the taxpayer money pit that is streetcars at VIA, met with Don Morgan, our KTSA newsman, and described the interior options of the streetcars here in Cut 9.
I think the greatest options will be in the interior. Just your seating arrangement, first of all, is one thing. The capacity of the vehicle is diminished many times if you have certain traditional seating. How many people will be standing? Because these vehicles actually carry a lot of people at every given time. They're very frequent in their stops, but they're intended to replace much of the bus traffic down in downtown San Antonio. So we have to take all that into consideration.
Jeff Judson, your take on that quote from Charlie Gonzalez.
Well, there's no reason that a bus cannot be just as comfortable and accessible as a streetcar, and again, for a fraction of the cost. You can trick out these buses with Wi-Fi. You could put in leather seats if you want to. They're, of course, air-conditioned, and you can make them very, very comfortable. I just saw an all-electric bus that VIA had here in town. It looked like some kind of a spaceship. These things, you know, the streetcars look very, very modern, and then you have these boxy old buses that you compare them with. But the modern buses that are available on the market now are very quiet. They're hybrid or all-electric or natural gas powered. They can be very, very quick, and you can have much more rapid bus service than you can with a streetcar because of the electricity demands.
I'd love for folks to sound off on the Facebook page of 550 KTSA. We've got a post up there asking, are you for or against it? You might be having difficulty getting through on these very busy telephone lines. Sign on there with your thoughts, and I'd love to read your reaction, pro or con. Let's go right to the talk lines, and up next, holding the longest, that would be David on line 4. Hi, David. You're on 550 KTSA with Adam McManus.
Thank you very much, Mr. McManus, and I certainly do appreciate your time and letting me on. What everybody needs, or there are people that need to look at who is going to be supplying the engineering, because that will drive everything. And there are two companies here in town that have moved here in the last 10 years that were fully aware of the fact that there was going to be major infrastructure changes, meaning...
And who are they?
Jacobs Engineering, and the other one is Parsons. And you look at both of those, and that has been their mainstay. This type of thing has been their mainstay for some number of years.
All right, we've got to move on. Betty up next. Betty, you're on 550 KTSA with Adam McManus.
Thank you, Adam. We have in excess of 350,000 seniors over the age of 65 that cannot and do not drive anymore. And I'm wondering why, Nelson Wolf, we've worked for 10 years on a transportation program, laying on his desk, on how we could get some commuter buses into these neighborhoods to get these seniors out of their homes.
Well, that's just a great point, Jeff. The beauty of the bus is that it can go anywhere, and you can change routes, you can move routes, you can elongate routes. You're not tied to the rail beneath.
Right, and because of the electrical demands of those streetcars, you actually cannot space them very close. You can put buses 18 inches apart and run them. You can have double-decker buses and run them
side by side, 18 inches apart. You can move so many people with a bus, but a streetcar has to be spread out. There's just nothing a streetcar does better than a bus.
You know, this just infuriates me, and I can see why Carlton Soles, former District 10 city councilman of San Antonio, has taken on Nelson Wolf in the coming general election in November on this very issue, being the kind of focal point of his campaign, because Nelson Wolf is not listening to the people. Nelson Wolf is ramrodding the streetcars down our throats, even though we don't want it, even though it's a waste of money. And I hope that people will support Carlton Soles, who may not have the same name ID, but you know what? Nelson Wolf is ruining his name ID with supporting programs like this. And I hope the folks will pull the lever for Carlton Soles come November.
I agree. And we have three opportunities to vote on this. The first one is in the Republican primary coming up. There's going to be a non-binding resolution on the Republican primary ballot where people in Bexar County can vote on whether they want the streetcar or not. The second opportunity to vote is to vote for Carlton Soles for county judge so that we can get that $92 million back. And then hopefully the third one will be a city charter amendment if we can get the 20,000 signatures. If people will go on that SanAntonioTeaParty.us website and download a petition, get your neighbors to sign all 20 blanks on that petition and mail it in. That's an official petition to change the city charter that will require the voters to approve any granting of a right-of-way to a light rail or streetcar system.
All right.
So they cannot... Anyway, go ahead.
So there's a need for 20,000 signatures, and then that would force the hand of the city to put it up for a vote.
Well, that's right. And no streetcar can be built until the city passes an ordinance granting the right-of-way for that project.
All right, let's go to Josh up next. You're on 550 KTSA with Adam McManus and Jeff Judson of the San Antonio Tea Party.
Thank you, Adam. You know, Charlie Gonzalez already had told us that he left politics because of the lack of money. And I really think it's too bad that he's involved in something that the people that he used to represent have do not want anything to do with. And I think he loses all his credibility doing this despite of what the people want. And as far as Wolf is concerned, he's the same. I mean, he supposedly represents the people. No way does he honor what we want.
And again, 3-1 vote back in 2000 against streetcars. I mean, how much more clear can it be than that?
Never. I would never vote for somebody like that.
I appreciate your call. We're going to take a quick time out, and we'll be back with your thoughts at 599-5555, 599-5555. One last segment with my guest, Jeff Judson, Senior Vice President of the San Antonio Tea Party. You can download the petition against the streetcars at the website sanantonioteaparty.us, sanantonioteaparty.us. We've got two talk lines open right now. We'll talk to Jess, George, and Matt, and hopefully you. Sign on the 550 KTSA Facebook page and post your comment there as well.
San Antonio's news, traffic, and severe weather station. News Talk 550 KTSA.
Adam McManus in for Sean Rima today on my fourth and final day. Sean will be back tomorrow behind the microphone. Networks all skip the political ID for the shocking corruption of a Democrat mayor in Charlotte, North Carolina. I've got the scoop in our next hour. Plus, a liberal radio talk show host goes berserk and says to an NRA board member, "I will shoot you." Plus, we've got the full scoop on Obama's meeting at 12 noon Vatican City time with Pope Francis, how that went. My guest, though, since the top of the hour, Jeff Judson. He is the Senior Vice President for the San Antonio Tea Party. You can get access to the petition against streetcars at sanantonioteaparty.us. They need 20,000 signatures to put this on the ballot what would it do specifically? It would update the charter of the city, correct, Jeff?
It would amend the city charter to require that before they could grant any public right-of-way to a streetcar or light rail project, that they must allow the voters to vote on doing so.
Okay, so the 20,000 signatures need to be gathered by what deadline?
by the end of July.
SanAntonioTeaParty.us. All right, let's go right to the talk lines and go next to Matt. You've been waiting patiently on the Sean Rimas Show with Adam McManus on 550 KTSA. Good afternoon.
Hi, Adam. Good afternoon. The point I want to make is that not only is this money coming from San Antonio, but it's also coming from Bexar County. I attended the Greater Bexar County City of Council Mayors meeting last Wednesday, and all their road projects were turned down. Some of them had scored above 500, which is the mark they have to meet to get approved, and every one of them was turned down. These are projects for the next 5 years, and the reason for this is because the monies from Bexar County is being siphoned into San Antonio into the streetcar, so it's pretty bad.
It is bad indeed. Jess, up next, you're on 550 KTSA with Adam McManus.
Yes, sir. Everyone really wants to know what the root of most of these problems are, whether it's issue after issue, time after time, you know, whether it's toll roads, streetcars, whatever it is, the people being told that they don't know what they're talking about and being ramrodded things down. All they got to do is look back, you know, so many years ago, we built a municipal stadium for a sports team in the area, and there was a sponsorship that was offered by a beer company. Even though the stadium sells that beer, it was refused for some silly grounds of, well, you know, we don't want to, that's a bad, you know, a bad image for the kids. And so we refuse that money, use city money, and look whose name happens to be on that stadium. And it happens to be the Mission Stadium.
You know, I'm reminded of a parallel between Nelson Wolf and Barack Obama. They both seem to be doing things by executive order that they really don't have the authority to do, but they do it anyway, and they're getting away with it, aren't they, Jess?
Absolutely. Well, I mean, issue after issue, whatever it is.
Jeff?
Yeah, this is the way the political elite operate, is that the people are really stupid. They don't really know what's best for them, and if they just forces this streetcar to be built, then we will supposedly like it once it's built and operating.
All right, let's go to George up next.
Has to get over all of this opposition.
You're on 550 KTSA. Hi, George.
Hi. Listen, I'm from Houston and living here in San Antonio area now, and I saw what it did in Houston. It closed businesses down, and it went from the edge of the downtown area to the medical center to the Reliant Park. Very densely populated, but even there it didn't work. The only people that came out ahead was Democratic Mayor Lee Brown at the time and his cronies.
Surprise, surprise.
And then you go to Houston, you can see that, look up and you'll see that people don't riot.
And in Portland, where they are getting a lot of inspiration in San Antonio among the Democrat elites, Jeff, what happened there?
Well, that was the first place that they built light rail, and they said it was going to spur economic development, which is one of the things that you hear about here locally, that this is all part of spurring development downtown. When they built the light rail in Portland, there was no development along the light rail line for 10 years. Then they came up with the idea, well, let's start directly subsidizing these real estate developers in their projects, and then they started getting development. So that's what is happening down on Broadway, where the streetcar is going to go, supposedly. They've already started subsidizing the real estate developers with federal and local subsidies to the tune of $20 million, and you see development happening.
According
to do with the streetcar, though.
According to Portland, Oregon's own tally, the first neighborhood received more than 75 times as much investment as the second. When you have that kind of subsidy, obviously you're going to attract new development, but again, nothing to do with the streetcars.
No, nothing to do with streetcars. Nothing at all.
Thank you so much for your time.
Houston is interesting.
Yeah, we've got 20 seconds.
Okay, well, Houston, you know, Democratic Mayor Bob Lanier won an election on the light rail issue. He was against light rail, and he defeated somebody that was for it, and I hope that Carlton Soles is able to do the same thing.
I do, too. I'm supporting Carlton Soles, the Republican, running for county judge against Nelson Wolf. I'm Adam McManus. Go to the website, sanantonioteaparty.us, and get that petition against streetcars. You need to get it filled out by your neighbors by July. SanAntonioTeaParty.us.